The final two P's are promotion and place. So promotion is fairly straightforward. You've just got to bear in mind that you're dealing with a much bigger business in Unit 2. So they've got a lot more money to spend than the startup businesses you were looking at in Unit 1. And they're also aiming at a much larger target market, so possibly national or even international. So therefore, their advertising and their promotion has to reflect that. So things like some TV advertising, which weren't suitable for small businesses, are now suitable. Advertising in national press, national magazines is suitable. On billboards, on the side of public transport, that sort of thing. On websites, having their own website and using that to promote their products. The key thing to really bear in mind is who their target market is, and then build your promotional mix around that. So what's the best way to target that target market? Don't forget about other things like special offers, buy one, get one free, all those sorts of things, all part of the promotional mix as well. So the final P is place, and this is sometimes the one that people find the most confusing. It's really partly to do about where you actually locate your business, but it's more about where you how you actually distribute the product to the consumer. So if you're a manufacturer, you've got the choice of selling the product yourself, either through direct mail, over the internet, or from a factory store. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're reaching the widest number of customers. And it also means you not only have to be an expert in making a product, you have to be an expert in selling a product as well, which often is too difficult to manage. So, for instance, Cadbury's purely selling through their Cadbury's outlets would mean people would have to travel to a Cadbury store to buy Cadbury's chocolate. And although Cadbury's chocolate's great, there's probably not enough demand for it for people to be willing to travel just to buy their chocolate bar every time they want a chocolate bar from them. So by using a retailer such as Sainsbury's, where people can go and buy their chocolate but also lots of other products, it works well for Cadbury's because they don't have to have as many of their own shops. Also, you often have wholesalers involved in between the manufacturer and the retailer. So the wholesaler will buy in a large bulk and then break that bulk into smaller bulks and sell on to the retailers. Now, every time you've got an intermediary, in other words, somebody involved in between the manufacturer and the end retailer, the end consumer, the price goes up a little bit because you've got to add a bit on, so each person, each intermediary makes a bit of a profit. However, as I said before, each intermediary is an expert in the bit they do. So although they're taking a cut of the profits, it could still actually work out cheaper using them, because if the factory was to try and sell the products themselves, because they're not going to be as good at as efficient as it, they may actually have to put the cost of the product up anyway. So again, it depends on the product you're selling as to which method of distribution is most suitable for you. So base your answers on what the type of business is in the brief.